Thought our players and coaches did a great job of understanding what we had to get accomplished over the bye week. I thought they had a great plan going into the game. Specifically early on in the game, I thought our team did a great job of executing what the game plan was. It was critical for us to be able to come out and start fast against that football team who was on a little bit of a roll, winning two straight. It's great when you get a chance to get a win, get our record to 3-4. We got an opportunity with Philadelphia coming in here, play well, get our record back to 500, and maybe we can create a little momentum.
Just like we predicted last week, a great game between two rivals. The Raiders eke out a nail-biter and beat the Steelers 21-18. Welcome to this week's edition of the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Now, I know you're following the Raiders on Twitter. This week, leading up to the Eagles, the conversation is that hashtag no-fly zone. And everybody's still talking about that game last week. Pryor's 93-yard touchdown run, it was electric. We kick off this week's edition of the show with the sights and sounds of the victory over the Steelers. This is Raiders Replay.
What's up, Raider Nation? You know what time it is. Oakland Fight Club, Raider Nation, baby.
The BMX Pros, featuring the world's most extreme bicycle stunt riders. Hall of Famer number 78, Raider Nation, Art Shell.
Just keep believing and the Raiders will get back where they belong.
A historic NFL rivalry was revived. It was silver versus steel as the two teams took the field in front of a sold-out O.co Coliseum.
Raider Nation, go hard or go home.
Beautiful day. Look around. Raider Nation, baby. Raider Nation. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Don't be afraid of success. Let's go out here and get it today. Have fun. Have fun on three. One, two, three.
Have fun.
We are underway in Oakland.
On the first play, quarterback Terrell Pryor broke Bo Jackson's Raiders record for the longest touchdown run from scrimmage. It was also the longest touchdown run by a quarterback in NFL history.
It's a read option. Pryor will keep it 10, 15, 20.
What a real estate to the 30. Pryor is off and running.
He may go. Midfield, they're not going to catch Pryor.
And Pryor is in.
Touchdown, Raiders.
Wow. And the Raiders storm it out of the gate. These fans still stunned as they are on that Pittsburgh sideline.
Coupled with the performance of Run DMC, the Raiders rushed for 197 yards.
They give it to Darren to break free and take it down to the goal line. He should be in. He's in.
Second and goal. McFadden faking into the end zone. And the Raiders build on their lead. McFadden with his second touchdown of the afternoon.
One team looks tired. One team looks fresh.
The Silver and Black defense gave their best steel curtain impersonation, controlling the line of scrimmage and limiting the Steelers to just 35 yards on the ground.
Delayed handoff and the Raiders weren't fooled.
Defensive coordinator Jason Tarver was fired up, fueling a unit that sacked Big Ben five times while intercepting him twice, leading the team to victory.
Play action. Ben gets hit and sacked for the first time by C.O. Moore.
Roethlisberger from the gun, set for the second time. Lamar Houston
spins off of it, hit again and sacked by C.O. Moore.
Sack number three for the Raiders. Roethlisberger pump faking, set. Fourth time the Raiders have gotten to him.
Ben back pumps, rolls to his right, and the Raiders sack him for a fifth time today.
Roethlisberger second and seven. Deep down the sideline, it is intercepted, Mike Jenkins.
Intercepted by Tracy Porter.
And it is over.
9 to go. Raider Nation.
Here's a quick reminder. When you get to the game, you got to head over to Raiderville. Raiderville's the place where I go before games to get your game on, to get the vibe going before you walk into O.co Coliseum. What is Raiderville? Well, why should I tell you when I can show you? Here's our own Jeanette Thompson.
Welcome to Raiderville in parking lot B, where the Raider pregame tailgate party is always free. Let's go inside and see all the excitement that this tailgate has to offer. All right, I'm pumped. These guys are not only going to be performing right here in Raiderville, but they'll also be at halftime. Come on! Now, not only do we have BMX riders here in Raiderville today, we've also got the Raiderettes. We've got Raider Legends. We've got the Kids Zone. All right, hold on, two at a time. We've got big screen TVs. Let's check out everything. Come on. What do you got going on here?
Little taco.
Let me see. Go ahead. Nice. High five on the way in. All right. Don't be too dangerous. Here they go. Here they go. Here they go.
How was it?
It was awesome. Hey, Kenny. You sign an autograph?
Yeah. Am I not supposed to be?
We caught him off guard. It's Jeff Gossett. For the Oakland Raiders. How cool is this to be here still signing autographs?
I love it.
I'm going to taste a few of your...
I ain't supposed to be eating this stuff, but...
Oh, no, these are delicious.
These are delicious, aren't they?
And there's a bunch of Raider fans
there
here.
There you go. Are there Raider fans here?
Yeah!
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
They deserve it. We want it. And it'll look nice on my resume to have two Super Bowls.
And still to come...
The reason why I first wanted to become a part of this team is because we have the best fans in the NFL, and it's kept me coming back every year.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.